بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Assalamu Alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu Alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu Alaikum. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to authentic ahadith, Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are called Sayyid al-Shabab al-Ahl al-Jannah, the master or the emir or the prince, it can roughly be translated, of the youth of paradise or the heaven. So who gave them this title and why such a high status is given to Imam al-Hasan al-Mushtaba and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma wa antakni bil huda wa alhimni al-taqwa wa wafiqni lillati hiya aska wa sta'amilni bima huwa arda. So regarding this question about this high status that has been mentioned about Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasalam in the ahadith, we see that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to introduce the Ahl al-Bayt to the Muslim community as the role models, as the leaders of the community, as those to whom the Muslims should refer to in matters related to their religion and in their worldly affairs as well.
That's right.
So the entire process from the beginning of the Risala or the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to till the very end of the prophethood, we see that the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wasallam are being introduced as the leaders of the community, the role models for the community, and those who should be followed by the Muslim community.
That's right.
And this was a part of the training of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, we see that this hadith about Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein being the princes or the Sayyida Shababa Ahl al-Jannah,
yes,
is also in that category, that it is basically telling the Muslim community that these are the people who are your guides and your leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And in different ahadiths, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam is being introduced as the wasi,
yes,
and the leader of the community or the maula of all the mu'mineen and the mu'minat.
That's right.
Or all the believers.
Okay.
And Lady Fatima Tuz-Zahra salamullah alayha as being the Sayyida Nisa'il Ahl al-Jannah. So we see that this family...
Or both worlds, Alameen.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay. Yes, Sayyida Nisa'il Alameen. Sayyida Nisa'il Alameen.
Yes.
As Lady Maryam was the Sayyida Nisa'il Alameen of,
yes,
her time,
yes,
Lady Fatima Tuz-Zahra is the Sayyida Nisa'il Alameen of all times.
That's right.
And so we see that this family is being introduced as the role model,
mm-hmm,
of a Muslim family.
That's right.
And the leaders of the community.
Okay, so this hadith was told by Prophet Muhammad, isn't it?
Yes.
So, and we could say that, so a major question is that, was there any family relation at work on that time regarding this hadith? I mean, because they were the grandchildren, grandsons of Prophet Muhammad. So Prophet Muhammad might say that, or no. High status of this hadith refers to the divine position, or it's better to say, the spiritual position of Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba and Imam al-Hussein al-Hassan. Which one is true?
Yes, as we know that the Holy Quran says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that wama yantiqu anil hawa, that whatever he says is not based on desires or out of his love for someone without the religious sanction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we can say that specifically in matters of religion, when someone is introduced as the Sayyida Shababi Ahlul Jannah, he is basically telling what has been revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And what he has been allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so regarding the Ahlul Bayt, we have the famous Hadith al-Saqalain.
Yes.
Which is agreed to by both the Sunni Muslims, our brothers, Sunni brothers, and also in our own traditions.
That's right.
So regarding Lady Fatima Tuz-Zahra as well, we have different ahadith telling us about the high status of the lady Fatima Tuz-Zahra salamullah alayha. We have ayatul tathir, we have ayat mubahila. All of these verses of the Holy Quran, the hadith of the Holy Prophet are being narrated with tawatur, that is almost none of the Muslims who are educated about this problem or this this topic will never say that these are inauthentic hadith or these are weak hadith or za'if hadith.
That's right.
And therefore, we can say that the Holy Prophet is not communicating this out of his love for his grandsons. Of course, the love is there, but when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the ajr-e-risala that the Holy Quran speaks about.
The reward of, that's right.
The reward for the message or the,
The mission.
High mission of the Holy Prophet is the love of the Ahlul Bayt as introduced in the Holy Quran. And so we can say that this love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam was a part and parcel of true religion. And this wilaya, this concept of wilaya, is the essence of Islam, without which our Islam will remain incomplete.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Is this hadith only true about the youth of paradise? I mean, say the Shabab al-Ahl al-Jannah, or no? There could be the prince and the emir of, for example, even the old generation or the old people over there too. Because, you know, after this hadith was done, some other ahadiths were, how can I say, were coined, the fake ahadiths were told about the other companions of Prophet Muhammad, okay? So now it's better to ask whether this hadith is only true about the youth or no, it includes the old generation in the paradise too.
Yes, specifically this question was mentioned in one of the discussions that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam had a discussion with Yahya ibn Aqsam, right?
Yes.
And Yahya ibn Aqsam asked Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam about this specific question that we have hadith regarding the caliphs, for example, that Abu Bakr and Umar are the masters of the old people of Jannah. And the reply of Imam al-Jawad was that he denied that such a hadith was narrated by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that it was during the time of the Bani Umayyah that such a hadith were concocted to divert the attention of the people from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam to other people for whom they wanted the people to follow their example. But in the authentic hadith narrations, we have this amongst the Ahlul Sunnah and the Shia narrations that the sanad or the chain of authority of this hadith is authentic. And nobody can deny the chain of narration of this hadith that Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn are the Sayyidah Shabab Ahl al-Jannah.
All right.
And the second question is that in the paradise, all of the people will be in the form of youths.
Uh-huh.
So when it says that Sayyidah Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, it means that they will be the masters of everyone.
All the people. The
everyone. Okay. But apart from, in some of the other narrations of this hadith, it says that apart from their father, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, the
Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, Hazrat Fatima to Zahra.
Yes.
That's right.
And of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is going to be.
Can in any way the term Sayyid be interpreted as Imam?
Sayyid,
I mean,
is
the holy imam, or no, Sayyid only means prince or something.
Sayyid means the leader in the Arabic language, right? So, or master.
Mm-hmm.
And so, one of the scholars has used this hadith to say that if someone is the master of the youths of paradise and is the master of the community, so it means that his stature is the highest stature in the other world.
All right.
And therefore, with respect to this high status and stature, they should be the imams of the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it follows from the narration that in a sense that someone who has the highest stature in the other world are also the leaders of the community in this world as well. This is supported by other hadith, which says, for example, the hadith of Saqalain says that after the Holy Prophet, I'm leaving for you, after me, two weighty things.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the Holy Quran, and the other are my Ahl al-Bayt, alayhimus salam.
All right.
And these are not going to part from each other until the day they meet me on the Hawz-e-Kawthar.
All right.
So therefore, we can say that these are the leaders of the community. These are the imams of mm-hmm. the community. Imam, in a sense, means the leader of the community.
That's right.
And the people who are going to be referred to in matters of religion and in other material matters.
That's right.
Who should be consulted.
So the concept of imamate can also be concluded from this type of hadith, as you said, and the true line of imamate, which is followed by Imam Hassan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, you know.
True.
And and we know that all the following imams after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam are from the lineage of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Yes.
So this shows that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba had a significant role in linking the line of imamate between Imam Ali alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad, and the generation after them, continuing through Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So the concept of imamate can be, we can say, concluded for both world, this world and the hereafter. That's it. Okay.
True.
Thank you very much, Shaykh. Anything missed? Thank you. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration. Inshallah, we find their intercession in the other world, in the hereafter, inshallah. Imam al-Hassan, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and the true role models for all the people, whether young or old, in this world and the hereafter. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
الحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن